U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a new executive order, a rule issued by the White House that has the force of law, and it's aimed at protecting the freedom of speech on college campuses. At the signing ceremony yesterday, President Trump said the federal government provides U.S. colleges with more than $35 billion in research funding. And if they want to continue receiving that money, they'll be required to show that they're protecting the First Amendment on their campuses. This follows some incidents at the University of California at Berkeley, where some conservative activist speeches have been canceled and one conservative recruiter was punched in the face last month. President Trump says American students and values are under siege and that taxpayer money shouldn't subsidize colleges that don't protect the First Amendment. There are some questions about how the order will be enforced and how much money could be held back. The American Association of University Professors and the American Federation of Teachers call the order a dangerous solution to a largely non-existent problem and said it was more likely to discourage free expression than encourage it. The president suggested that more government actions were on the way. He called this order the first in a series of steps to defend students' rights. The details weren't given on what might come next.